Welcome back to another episode of Health Hacks as I continue talking about energy. And you probably remember grade 10 biology where you learned that your mitochondria are the energy powerhouses of your body. And so it makes sense that we need to be supporting our mitochondria throughout our entire life in order for us to have good energy. And there's a number of ways that we can do that, many of which I've already alluded to in this series on energy. The first one, of course, is optimizing your circadian rhythm, making sure that you are getting to sleep between 10 and 11 at night, which is the optimal time for sleep, where your melatonin's at its highest, your cortisol's at its lowest, and you can get into a deep restorative sleep, and getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. The second one is optimizing your diet. If you're living on simple carbs and a high sugar diet to give you energy, that isn't sustainable. You need to be enjoying more nutrient dense foods that will leave you satiated for longer. Eating meals that have some good quality fats, some fiber in them, some protein in them to be giving you that energy that you need and getting that to our cells and our mitochondria. We also want to be ridding toxins from our body and our diet. So I'm always talking about detoxing, calling myself the friendly toxin slayer. This is so important because we live in a toxic world and those toxins do bog down our energy. And how else are toxins getting into your body? What are the chemicals you're using in your house to clean your house? Can you choose some chemical-free toxins? What personal care products that you're putting on your skin that's getting into your bloodstream in just 26 seconds. Can you again choose some toxin-free products? If you're looking for resources for that, you can simply go to my website, yourguidedhealthjourney.com, and click on the resources tab at the top, and then go to my recommendations for some toxin-free places to source your cleaning supplies, your personal care products. Next is red light therapy. So I have recently purchased this red light therapy mat, which you can see on the screen here. And red light therapy has been proven to help support the mitochondria. And so I love to lie on this for an hour a day. Lately, it's been chilly, and so I've been actually using it more often, knowing that it's helping my body detox, helping support my mitochondria. It's very inexpensive, has numerous health benefits. If you'd like to know more about that, simply DM me. I can let you know where to purchase that. Healing your gut is another way to support your mitochondria, and many people struggle with gut health issues in today's world. And we're eating on the run, we're eating in a stressed out state, we're not sleeping well. All of these things negatively impact the health of our gut. And we can also be struggling with candida overgrowth, bacterial overgrowth, H. pylori, other microbes in our gut, or even simply dealing with heartburn and then popping antacids. There's many factors that negatively impact our gut. How much antibiotics have you taken in your life, et cetera, et cetera. So if you need support in healing your gut, let me know, because that is definitely an area where I specialize in helping people not only heal their gut, but rebuild their gut lining. And when we do that, we are again supporting the mitochondria and supporting your energy powerhouses. And the last one is sauna use. So I have a sauna blanket that I love to get into and allow help my body to sweat out the toxins, whether it's a sauna blanket, whether you're going to your local gym and using the sauna. Sauna, again, has been proven to have very positive benefits for your mitochondria. So this might be something that you've never thought about before, you know, supporting an individual aspect of your body in order to boost your energy. But it's all the little things that we do that add up that give you sustained energy throughout your day.